This is Sharon Grant, and I am reading from the article, When Did Woke Lose Its Meaning and How Do We Get It Back? By Kathleen Newman Bremang from the Unbothered Network. And it starts. In 2023, the Unbothered Network is exploring the efforts to censor Black stories across the country, the roots of what's happening, those who are being affected, and those who are on the ground fighting to stop it. The same chilling scene is playing out at school board meetings across the country. An angry mob of mostly white parents circle a podium. One defiantly stands in front of it, spewing rhetoric they likely learned on Fox News. They're yelling about banned books to protect children from indoctrination, in quotes, when they're the ones trying to brainwash a generation into believing racism doesn't exist and that history didn't happen. Inevitably, someone, the podium mouthpiece or a cry from the crowd, will utter the word on the center of the fight for censorship and the push against progress. Woke. The word woke is now at the center of the battle over books. A war against wokeness has turned into a war against Black history and sharing the true stories of the Black experience. Woke may feel like a term that has lost all coherent meaning or one that has been twisted so much it has bent into a slur, but its roots undoubtedly are Black. Woke used to belong to us. The word woke has long been used, especially among Black folks, to denote that a person should be informed of the nuances of racism and sensitive to the prevalence of anti-Black violence. This is from Candace Watt-Smith, Associate Professor of Political Science at Duke University and co-author of Stay Woke, A People's Guide to Making All Black Lives Matter. But as is historically typical, conservative reactions to Black political movements have sought to weaponize the words and concepts illuminated by Black and Brown freedom fighters, largely in an effort to undermine the efforts of social justice movements, end quote. Woke may feel like a term that has lost all coherent meaning, or one that has been twisted so much it is bent into a slur, but its roots undoubtedly are Black. There have been countless pieces in the past couple of years written about the word's origin. Most of them trace woke back to the 1923 works of Marcus Garvey, in which he calls on his readers to, quote, wake up, Ethiopia, wake up, Africa, end quote. A sentiment aimed to inspire political consciousness and social activism. Then in 1938, a protest song by Huddie Ledbetter, AKA Leadbelly, includes the phrase, Stay Woke, and describes the 1931 saga of a group of nine Black teenagers in Scottsboro, Arkansas, who were accused of raping two white women, according to Vox. Then the roots of woke take us to 1962. When Black novelist William Melvin Kelly defined the word in the New York Times for the first time in print in his piece, If You're Woke, You Dig It. In 1965, Martin Luther King Jr. essentially gave a speech on wokeness at Oberlin College. Quote, The great challenge facing every individual graduating today is to remain awake through this social revolution, he said. Black women scholars, of course, have been using the word in their works for decades. It became synonymous with Black Lives Matter and the fight against police violence. But at its core, woke is a Black slang term, one used by Black communities to succinctly reference progressive thought and radical intention. It was a word to signify our quest for freedom. When Bridges described the co-opting of woke as a violation during our call, my breath hitched. There is something especially intrusive about seeing language formed in Black spaces sucked from us and spat back with such a vitriol. And it's always words or phrases that reference the power of Black voices. As journalist Eric Eiffel tweeted last year, quote, woke is a term of Black movements, and I'm not surprised to see this foundation erased from the word, even by well-meaning people, end quote. Cancel culture, woke, and critical race theory are three recent terms, recent in the discourse, but have all been around for decades that have sparked the most heated debates. They were all, uncoincidentally, coined by Black folks, And each phrase plays its part in the horrifying resurgence of book banning and censoring curricula in schools. Banning a book is literally canceling it. Learning wakes you up. To be woke in its intended meaning is to be aware and informed. The right-wing strategy seems to be to try to keep kids asleep for as long as possible so they become dormant participants in their oppression. With Governor Ron DeSantis' Stop Woke Act in Florida and relentless misuse by the right across the U.S., critical race theory seems to have become a stand-in for discussing race at all or teaching Black history at any level. If woke is now a placeholder for, quote, anything not white, end quote, then CRT is the same for, quote, any history that tells racists about themselves, end quote. And they've both been canceled. We're already seeing a pushback from teens like Christina Ellis from York County, Pennsylvania, who at 17 staged a protest with her peers when their teachers and librarians received a list of books, articles, and films that were banned from classrooms. Quote, books like Hidden Figures and Rosa Parks were banned. You know, they're well-known things, and there's nothing controversial about, you know, Black women in science, she says. It's very hard as an African-American student to sit in class and hear that your great uncle was in Mississippi and he was lynched. That's hard to hear, but I don't hide away from it. We are better with education. We are better with knowledge, end quote. It's sanitizing of American history by purging it of the truth of racial violence, and we would be kidding ourselves if we think it's just going to stop with the cleansing of racial violence against Black people, Bridges says of the efforts to ban books and curriculum. Quote, Native people are survivors of an attempted genocide. We had the Chinese Exclusion Act of 1882. We had Operation Wetback in the 1950s, where American citizens of Mexican origin were deported. We had the Japanese internment of World War II. America has had all of these spectacular instances of violence against racialized groups, and critical race theory and wokeness are terms that are being used to expunge those lessons about our history. And if we don't know our history, we're doomed to repeat it. This is Sharon Grant for the Old Mole Variety Hour, reading an excerpt from the article, When Did Woke Lose Its Meaning and How Do We Get It Back? By Kathleen Newman Bermang. Stay woke.